As I'm talking, the security and humanitarian situation of Gudwe State is relatively good because after the signing of the revitalized peace agreement, we have seen a very good response from even the IO, and we are also now seeing confidence is being retained and people have started to enjoy the peace. I was impressed yesterday when I went to a new created county called Bangasu County, the eastern side of Yambio. In that area, many people actually were displaced, and actually when I was there yesterday to inaugurate and install the new commissioner for that county, I managed to interact with people and to hear from them and also to see for myself how the humanitarian situation is. And what is only our problem now is the humanitarian assistance.
Maybe, Honorable Governor, sorry to cut you short. You have seen for yourself Bangasu County, where very many displacements took place, and we have refugees who sometimes back also ran from their camp due to this crisis. What are they saying? Maybe the IDPs, are they willing now to go back? And if so, what are you doing for their returning back to their places?
Yes, the IDP people who are internally displaced people who are there, we have also seen the willingness from them to go back to their original places, and some of them have already started visiting their houses. What we have seen that is people are willing to go back to the area. The only challenge I've seen there is that for us to return the people back to their areas, we need to do something things for them before they go back. And these things, first of all, we need to look at these people. If we want them to go back, we need to provide them with some relief items, especially one-way relief food. There are issues also concerned with non-FIs. And within that also, another challenge which they told me yesterday, and I saw it physically, the issue of water, which we need to see how we can provide clean water. So we need to see how we can rehabilitate these water points to provide water for the people.
Okay, those are all vital demands and that need immediate response, so that these people can return and begin cultivation, because very soon rains will start. How soon do you think, Governor, you can respond to them?
Actually, I've started responding to them because some people are already going there in a way that the little we have, we're going to start with that. We have our Department for Water within the state. We will be able to send them there to work with the new commissioner to see how they can start rehabilitating these other water points. And also, I've launched the resilience program, which already we have launched here, and we are looking at how we can together do humanitarian assistance alongside also development as well.
Okay, security-wise, is there any concern right now?
Specifically, the only concern we have now is, of course, we have the IO who are responding to the peace, but what we need to see is a quick move to have a contonment site for these people, because if we have these IO people contoned into one area, that will have already, you know, brought a total confidence to people. But we are also engaging, like the day before yesterday, I was able to meet with my security people, including the IO leader. We discussed the length of things in response to how we can work, the modalities of how the IO themselves can talk more to their junior staff so that they don't cause any problem to the people. And we have seen, actually, there is a progress.
Thank you, Governor. But before I leave you, today is 9th January, a very important day in the east of South Sudan. What is your strong memory of the day?
My strong memory of the day is this is indeed a day which myself I regard it as the key day within the history of the South Sudanese people. And that very day is where we had the beginning of having South Sudan as a country. And I tell all the South Sudanese people to use this day today, the current one today, for reconciliation, and also making sure we forgive one another, so that the peace we are having now, the Revitalized Peace Agreement, can be able to stay among ourselves.